Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I don't even think I've mentioned this because the news cycle is so crazy, but the president announced on Tuesday this plan for what he called the Golden Dome, to protect the U.S. from long-range missiles. This is inspired, of course, by what they have in Israel. Here's the announcement from Tuesday afternoon.
This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years. Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they are launched from space.
Wait, I thought there was a third term, so that would give him a little bit more time. I'm kidding about that. But this is fascinating. It's also very expensive. And Brett Velikovich, who's been with us before to talk about some drone technology, he's an Army veteran, former special ops tech analyst, Fox News contributor, back with us. Brett, how are you this afternoon? Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back on the show.
So what is your initial reaction? We know that this has been successful in Israel, but we have a country over there that's the size, as my producer Fred said, the size of New Jersey. It's a little bigger here, and now I think Canada wants to get involved. Is this even realistic, in your opinion?
Yeah, definitely. And it's needed more than ever. But realistically, we are going to have to pull together a bunch of different companies, a lot of different tech, a lot of advanced systems are going to have to communicate and integrate with each other to make this a reality. I think a lot of people liken it to Israel's Iron Dome, but when you look at what Iron Dome is meant to do, it's really meant to protect against short-range missile threats. And this is a lot of terrain to cover. We're talking about focusing on long-range threats. We're talking about focusing on hypersonic missiles and ICBMs and new advanced and lethal drone technology. And the time is now for us to start protecting our own homeland with something, because the reality is that the enemies out there, like China, North Korea, Iran, they're developing these offensive long-range missile systems at an alarming rate. And we've really got to do something to protect ourselves, because our defenses, frankly, are outdated. When you look at our own U.S. military, U.S. missile defenses that are positioned around the United States, they were designed to counter rogue threats, but they're over 20 years old, and I think they'd have little effect today against the hypersonic weapons that are being created by countries like China.
So when you talk about hypersonic missiles, how would you define those, and how far can they be launched? For example, I've said this jokingly to friends that are on the West Coast. Hey, when things heat up on the planet and you think, hopefully we're not heading toward a nuclear conflict, but let's face it, we just had a situation with Pakistan. You're like, well, I feel pretty safe here in Missouri. I'm not sure about the coast. But are these being developed so they can hit anywhere on our soil here in this country?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Russia's using hypersonic missiles currently in Ukraine. And every so often you'll see these missiles launched into the capital, and they're fired a lot of times faster than air alarms are even able to alert people to get to shelter. These are really fast missiles that are extremely accurate and have been developed by countries like Russia and China, all intended on striking U.S. interests. When you look at some of the stuff that China's been doing, the Pentagon just announced, I guess they did a war plan, and they ran a bunch of scenarios. And what they realized last month was that China was able to destroy all U.S. aircraft carriers within just 20 minutes of a massive war where they would launch their own current hypersonic missile arsenals. And that should really scare people. That should make people wake up that we are in an arms race with countries like China. We are in a technology race. And the fact is, China's starting to even look at a lot of space technology, right? So they've been talking about now trying to amass dozens of these orbiting missiles in space that could be equipped with nuclear warheads that could really destroy our civilization as we know it. And so this Golden Dome is really designed to counter that. And if we do it right, it's really going to render a lot of our enemies intercontinental ballistic missile threats obsolete. And that's what we want to do. We want to protect our country from those future threats that we're going to face.
So, Brett, I'm old enough to remember in the 80s when Ronald Reagan announced what was referred to as Star Wars, the Strategic Defense Initiative, and it was mocked by a lot of people at the time. I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about right now. Is there a way to define what the Golden Dome would be as opposed to what we may already have available with satellites? How would it work technologically?
So, there's a lot of different moving pieces of this, right? What the plan is currently is to integrate a multi-layered defense shield, right? And it's leveraging ground systems, sea systems, air, and even these space-based technologies, including satellites and interceptors. And that's what I'm most excited about is sort of the space component of all this. And what you're talking about here is really looking at integrating defense systems using hundreds of low Earth orbit satellites all working together, doing missile detection, doing missile tracking. Some of these satellites are going to be equipped with kinetic missile interceptors and also non-kinetic laser capabilities to neutralize threats. And it seems so futuristic and almost alien-like, but the reality is we have a lot of these systems sort of developed and prototypes that exist, but nothing's really been fully integrated. And so when you look at what's being designed, really it's pulling together some of America's best technology and energizing American innovation and pulling the best and brightest minds in American technology together to really build something like that's never been created before. And in my opinion, this is going to be the most powerful missile system ever built. But it is going to cost, make no mistake, a lot of money. This is going to transcend multiple administrations. I don't think they'll have it done before Trump leaves office, but he's going to kick it in gear and leave it to where other administrations can finish this, we hope. But, the reality is just something that we need, because we got to stay ahead of our enemies. We got to get back to becoming being known as the world's leading technological superpower, which we've steered away from. I mean, we're seeing other countries just develop these systems and are light years ahead of us. So I'm glad we're sort of modernizing the U.S. defense arsenal and bringing us back into the 21st century so we can get ahead of these future threats.
Because realistically, we should have been talking about this a long time ago. Now, with the cost estimates, you know, Trump says $175 billion. The CBO says $542 billion over the next two decades. I can't even believe I'm about to say what I'm about to say. But even $542 billion for something like this sounds like it won't be enough money.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think you're right. But currently, it's all just estimates, right? We really don't know what the contractors like a Lockheed or a SpaceX require to get this system done. I think if we look at the spending, though, just in the last few decades, we haven't got our heads wrapped around of doing it properly. And I think if any administration is going to do it right and actually try and get the cost down to do something like this, it's going to be the current administration. But no, I think this is something that just it's going to be astronomical in cost. What's it worth to protect American lives?
Absolutely.
That's the most important
look,
thing.
That is a, you know, you can talk about DOGE and cutbacks and things like that. I'm not one that's risk averse to looking at the Department of Defense if there's waste, but this is a constitutional responsibility. This is something that we need to be doing. And again, it's one of those things, because typically what we do in this country, we certainly did it in the aftermath of 9/11, we react after something terrible happens, right? You need to be proactive, especially when these other countries are out there being proactive.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, right, is we have to stay ahead of our competitors, and our competitors are these other countries that are looking to dominate the cyberspace, they're looking to dominate artificial intelligence, And my fear is, you know, our defenses are not modernized because we've got this sort of archaic military industrial complex right now that is just not equipped for innovation. It's not equipped for speed. And that forces us to lag behind other countries who are willing to move fast. I see this a lot. I deal a lot with the drone space, and I see this a ton where I see these other new technologies being developed, and the U.S. government won't put enough money into our own domestic manufacturers to do it because it's just going to take too long, and it's going to be burdened with all kinds of bureaucratic hurdles, while these other countries are able to just pipe a bunch of money into a particular piece of drone technology, and then next thing you know, they're ahead of everyone else. So this is really all about deterrence. It's about enhancing our national security, and it's about energizing American innovators, and that's what we got to get back to.
Absolutely. Well, look, and even to your point, if it takes multiple administrations, if we haven't done it yet, and I always think that there's things that we don't know about, certainly they're a secret, but this would certainly be a good time to get this on the table and move forward, see where the technology can take us, and allocate at least the funding to get rolling on this, is what I hear from you.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a lot of us remember last year when we had those drone incursions over Jersey and Langley Air Force Base and some of our key strategic sites. And we still don't really have a lot of answers for what was occurring. What were people seeing in the air? And that's a problem. And I think it was a wake-up call for people to understand we just don't really know how to classify what's in the airspace. We had Chinese spy balloons flying over us for who knows how long before we were able to understand it. And so this dome sort of is designed to bring us back into a position of strength and a position to where we know what's above us. And that's the future of warfare is going to be, aerial threats and cyber threats. It's not always going to be these physical boots on the ground. And at some point, we're going to have to, spend the money to invest in our own homeland defenses. And I think we spend a little bit too much money on propping up foreign countries' missile defenses. And that's got to stop. We've got to protect our own house first before we do that.
And I think President Trump certainly realizes this. Just a question, a little off topic because of your background. I've been talking about this a little bit on the air. Have you watched The American Manhunt, The Hunt for Osama bin Laden doc on Netflix, the new one?
I have not watched it, but a bunch of folks have hit me up about it. It's like
incredible.
It's great.
Now, you know probably a lot more about we've been told this story before, and I've had Robert O'Neill on. He wrote a book. But, man, I'll tell you what, it is incredible. You know, it's three parts, and you know, someone like you would know a lot more about all the technology and the things that they were doing anyway. But it blew me away. My producer, Ethan, who got you on the phone here, too, he couldn't stop watching it the other night. So I would highly recommend it. It's brand new on Netflix. Brett, always great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All
appreciate
right, take
you.
Take care. Yeah, we'll probably talk about that a little bit more with Paul Hall when he joins us in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow on Entertainment after a Friday edition of Sue's News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.